Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're talking with Dr. Bob McKinney, a licensed clinical social worker and a certified yoga instructor. He will tell us about the social and health benefits of regular yoga practice for patients of all ages. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Dr. Bob McKinney, thanks for joining us today. You're talking today about yoga, something that might not have widespread knowledge in the United States, but more and more people are getting involved in yoga. You've been around it long before it was cool, maybe. What's the bottom line coolest thing about yoga? What does it do for a person's mind, heart, and soul?
Oh, wow. For me, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. In my experience with yoga, as both someone who does yoga and someone who teaches or facilitates other people in the practice of yoga, for me, the best thing about it, the coolest thing, that's the word you used, about it, is that it allows you to have this awareness of your body, this awareness of your mind, the opportunity to pay attention to all the processes that are happening inside your body and your mind, and it allows you the opportunity to do a lot of different things depending upon exactly how you use yoga. You can have a very sort of aggressive, active class in which mm-hmm. you're working and sweating and really changing some things about your body, mm-hmm. or you can have a nice, mellow, relaxing class, and it's still a yoga experience, and it gives you a very different awareness of yourself.
Let's begin with a nice, mellow, relaxing class. If you're like me and you feel tight, I can touch my toes. It's not that, but I don't have a lot of range of motion, and that's not going to get better as I get older. I understand that. Would yoga be good for loosening up those tight muscles? Is that maybe step one of what yoga might do for me?
I think from the physical aspect, it is certainly step one, and it's one of the things that people come to yoga for. There's at least anecdotal evidence that yoga can decrease the likelihood of injury because it can help you increase your range of motion. So,
is there a percentage of how much of yoga is physical and how much of it is mental? Is it a 50-50 game, or is that kind of up to you as well?
That's really up to you. What yoga is it's called an eight-limbed path, and the physical part of yoga is just one of those limbs. The other limbs consist of a variety of different things, including mindfulness and breathing exercises and a lot of different things. But in the United States, when we talk about yoga, largely what we're talking about is the physical practice of manipulating your body through space, in essence. And that's the part, the limb that's called Hatha yoga.
If someone wants to search this out, we can Google anything, but really, what would you advise someone that's interested, that really knows very little about yoga? Where can they reach out to find reputable, good teachers, comfortable surroundings? How do you find that?
So I would start with asking friends, because you've probably got a friend who does mm-hmm. yoga in some capacity or another, and ask for a recommendation there. And then go to a class. If you go to a class and you don't like it, think about what it is that you didn't like and go to a different class. Hmm. Two people can attend the same class and have very different experiences, but there are lots and lots, hundreds of different styles of yoga. And if you go to one yoga class and it's not the experience that you were hoping to get, ask that yoga instructor and say, this is what I was hoping to get. And that person can probably say, maybe you should go try this class.
This segment will be seen in much of central Alabama, from Anniston and Gadsden through the Birmingham area and West Alabama. Even if you live in a smaller community near one of those larger cities, is finding a class difficult, finding one that would be fit into your schedule?
You know, in some parts of Alabama and this part of the United States, it will still be challenging to find classes if you live in a pretty rural area. Mm-hmm. However, it is becoming more widespread. So again, ask around and you might be able to find somebody.
How many years have you been involved with yoga, both as participating and also teaching?
As a participant, about 20. As a teacher, 15. This makes my 15th year.
And do you still do it?
Yes.
And will you ever stop?
I can't imagine it.
Really? It's that important to you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So how many times a week do you take a class or just do what you know to do?
So I don't have it in my schedule now to actually take a class, and that's something that I miss. But as far as actually doing yoga, Maybe three times a week.
You don't need special equipment. You don't have to have special clothes. Looking cool isn't part of the regime, is it?
Exactly. You can buy clothes, you can buy equipment, but what you need to do yoga is yourself and the ground.
Very good.
That's it.
Very good. Thanks for telling us about this. I've always wanted to do yoga, but I found it, and maybe I'm speaking for some of our viewers, I've always found it a little intimidating. I see people doing it. They all look like they know what they're doing, and I'm clueless. I think you just need to kind of get over yourself maybe and walk in there and go, hey, can I play with you guys like we used to do on the playground as kids?
So absolutely. One of the things we talk about as yoga teachers is coming into a class with what's called a beginner's mind. And so when someone comes to me, if I'm teaching a class, if someone comes to me and says, hey, I've never done this before, I usually kind of counter that with, great, please don't judge the rest of us who think we know what we're doing. So it's very easy to think that the goal is to do a certain thing. The goal is to be able to do a headstand or something like that. That's not the goal. The goal is just to simply come and participate and be a better whatever it is you want to be.
And the competition is just with yourself, not
exactly
with anyone else in the room.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Dr. Bob McKinney, thank you. We always appreciate your time and your expertise. Thanks for talking with us.
Glad to be here. Nice to see you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.